business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
The stock market roller coaster appears ready for another big drop. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Futures are down this morning.
A, the sky is not falling. B, there is no economic catastrophe on the horizon.
Fox Business Network Stuart Varney, after the Dow lost 1,840 points the last two trading days.
We were due. The market has gone straight up ever since the election of Donald Trump.
Markets overseas are also plunging, down 5% in Asia, more than 2% in Europe. President Trump's been touting the stock market surge. The White House says long-term economic fundamentals remain exceptionally strong. Yesterday in Ohio, the president criticized Democrats for not cheering positive news about the country during his State of the Union address.
Un-American. Somebody said treasonous. I mean, yeah, I guess why not?
Now we're waiting on him to approve the release of the Democratic rebuttal to the Republican memo. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, Americans could see the 10-page rebuttal memo within days if the president allows its release. Adam Schiff, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, doesn't think the president will block the memo.
I am more concerned that they make political redactions, not redactions to protect sources and methods.
Democrats say their memo clears up what they call distortions and inaccuracies in the Republican memo, which alleges the FBI and the Justice Department used an anti-Trump dossier to obtain a FISA warrant to spy on Carter Page, who worked on the Trump campaign. Dave.
Rachel, weeks after President Trump said he looks forward to being interviewed in the special counsel's Russia probe, which he calls a witch hunt, the New York Times reports his lawyers are advising the president not to talk to investigators. Steve Bannon won't be talking today.
Fox News has learned White House chief strategist Steve Bannon will not appear for a second time before the House Intelligence Committee. Bannon's legal team tells Fox there are concerns over, quote, privilege, which he exercised during his initial appearance before the committee.
Fox's Sean Langel, Republicans and Democrats on the committee say no such executive privilege exists for Bannon. Fox News, fair and balanced.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Diana's hired with Indeed.
It just gives me so many more qualified applicants to choose from.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Government funding runs out in 2 days, and to avoid another shutdown like last month, the House may approve today 6 weeks of spending. But Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer doesn't like it.
A short-term extension of funding for urgent domestic priorities, but a long-term extension and a large increase of funding for defense.
This says Congress still works out a DACA fix, protecting immigrants brought here illegally as kids. President Trump will only agree to that with border wall funding attached, and a judge the president's been critical of may help decide if the wall could be built.
The Hill is reporting federal judge Gonzalo Curiel is expected to hear a case Friday that may determine if the administration can waive environmental laws to allow construction of the wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. Curiel was attacked by then-candidate Trump, who said Curiel held tremendous hostility against him in a lawsuit involving Trump University because of Curiel's Mexican descent and the candidate's plan to build that wall. The judge is a native of Indiana whose parents came to the U.S. from Mexico. Jill Nato, Fox News.
They're in mourning in Colorado Springs, where a sheriff's deputy was shot and killed while investigating a stolen vehicle. Shots were fired and Micah Flick was killed. So was the suspect. Two others were wounded.
Micah is survived by his wife and 7-year-old twins. today was his 11th anniversary with the sheriff's office.
El Paso County Sheriff Bill Elder flicks the third law enforcement officer killed in Colorado since New Year's Eve. This is for all us guys losing a little hair on top.
Researchers at Japan's Yokohama University finding that a chemical that's used to keep the French fry oil from splattering can grow hair on bald mice, and they think it may work on humans with receding hairlines, too. It's a silicone-based additive, and it worked quickly on the mice, taking them only a few days to sprout fur.
That's Gary Baumgarten. I'm Dave Anthony.
Yeah.
Fox News Radio.
For those men that might need a little hair growth, ha! I mean, yeah.
I'm looking around.
No, no. Notice it said mice and fur. That's what I'd get. I'd get fur. Why would I want fur on my head?
Exactly.
Hey, good morning. It's the 6th of February, ESPN 93.5. Weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent, two locations. Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana. Call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. Diane Ducey, it's cold. We had some snow, getting more tonight. Maybe another 1 to 3, maybe.
Uh-huh, it's true. Well, pretty much the forecast
there. Thank you. All right.
High 22, low 16. 22 is a high tomorrow, down to 10. Again, snow in between today and tomorrow. And we could be dealing with this again, just like we are today. But no biggie. We know how to do this. Our parking lot looked great. I don't know who's on shoveling duty, but that was like the best spot of my journey was right in the zone here at Stevie J Broadcasting.
You got a little snow packed out there.
We do. Be careful. High 33 on Thursday, 30 on Friday, and 36 with some rain or snow in the forecast again on Saturday. Currently 4, feels like 4 below, ESPN 93.5.
So I walk around the floor and say, what's going on? What do you really think is happening here? Because last week it was nearly 1,100 point drop for the week, and the traders think a couple of things. First of all, one trader said to me, Nicole, it's not 3 days of selling that we're focusing on. How about we've been up for 400 days since the election?
This has been a go-go market with the Dow putting on about 6% in January alone. Let me tell you, this is what happens. In the past 10 years, we have had 6 corrections. Let me tell you.
It has been quite a while since we've seen anything like this. In fact, the Dow had not pulled back by more than 5% off a high in more than 400 trading sessions. Well, it has now, and the stocks were going down. Interest rates were going up, and that led some to at least start talking about fears of inflation.
Shut up. I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
That's kind of what I heard yesterday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love it.
Starla Carr is over at Provident Financial Group in Champaign. You had to walk people down a little bit yesterday, didn't you, Starla?
Good morning, Stevie. I sure did, and that's why I love what I do. It gives us the opportunity to talk about these happenings in the market. It's never a dull moment, for sure.
Okay. Uh-huh. Provident Financial Group in Champaign, one of our sponsors. They can handle your portfolio. And so you were on the phone going, how long have you been anxious like this? Did you like your parents? Anyway, listen, Starla, I could not believe as I tweeted out, the octave changing tone of this. Folks, this happens. I've never seen a stock market go straight up. And that's what's happened since Donald Trump was elected. It's due. We need this little air out, right?
Exactly. It's a healthy correction. It's normal volatility. It's just we've been out of practice. We haven't seen something like this in, you know, close to two years. But it's certainly, you know, it's worth the time to take a look at what you own, perhaps maybe even take some profits off the table, rebalance your portfolio. It's all part of the market cycle. When these types of things happen, it provides opportunities to take a closer look. And, you know, everything that's affecting the market right now with the increase in interest rates, you know, political risks, all of that has been a concern before, but now it's affecting the pullback. So in my opinion, just all part of normal process. Corporate America is sitting with more cash, less debt. So a lot of positives that are out there with the market. It's just we've got to ride out these bumps.
Okay. Yesterday, as I mentioned, I put a little tweet out there. I said the market seemed to finally be correcting, which is healthy, but the reporting on it is octave changing. Pure panic. Wake me up when we're down 20%.
I mean, right.
That's probably, if you go 20, 30, 40, you're going to get my attention, but not 10, 15.
Well, exactly. And I think when you, they tend to focus on the point loss,
yeah.
Which, yes, that is scary. But when you put it in percentage
right.
terms, when you're talking 2%, 4%, you know, that's really not something to, yes, we're down. It is a healthy correction, but it's, when you get closer to 10%, that's when I think things become a little bit more serious than what we're experiencing right now.
Okay. Well, overnight markets, I think overseas are down. Another correction, perhaps starting the market again. My kids all put all their money in a mutual fund. All four of my kids have mutual funds. They opened in about September of 2016, and they all think you're supposed to get 30% every year now. So,
well, that's true, Steve.
I said, what do you guys get? 31% return? Okay, honey, it might not
be great.
Might not do that
great.
Every year, but it's a great start. They're all pretty fired up about it, but I said, don't look at it this morning. Just don't even look.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you can't time the market. That's called day trading. That's called Las Vegas. You can't pick and choose the highs and lows, can you? Or am I out of the loop on something?
No, it's not, certainly not something that you want to be. You just want to be a long-term investor, and that's if you stretch it out historically, these bumps are all part of it. So, but it certainly could provide some buying opportunities. I mean, if you take a look at Apple, they reported earnings last week, and they drove, shaved 23 points off the market. So, it can certainly provide opportunities if you look at certain stock companies or even mutual funds, for that matter, to buy when it's low.
Okay, so again, patience, perhaps buying opportunities at some point here. You can never pick the high, you can never pick the low. Those are pretty basic stuff, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Stay calm, stay positioned.
Thank you. I feel better already, Starla. Mm-hmm. How do people find you at Provident Financial Group?
They can find us on our website, providentfinancialgroupllc.com, or 366-3456.
Okay.
Give us a call. We'd be happy to help.
Could dump another hundreds and hundreds here this morning, but we're still not panicking, right?
Right. Okay. No, just stay calm.
Thanks, Starla.
Thanks, Steve. You have a good day.
You too. Starla Carr over at Provident Financial Group in Champaign. I want to do this again.
400 trading sessions. Well, it has now, and as stocks were going down, interest rates were going up, and that led some to at least start talking about fears of inflation.
Shut up.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Yeah, it was the rally cat.
Yes, it was.
That was the real, was it? No, we
no,
made that up.
Yeah.
Because the kid got bit.
Right.
And then the next pitch, Yadier Molina hit a grand slam home run. So the Cardinals tried to adopt the rally cat, and then some animal people in St. Louis figured that they would be just...
It was the Feral Cat Society.
Yeah. They'd be exploiting this animal, putting them in this luxury...
Even though it would be the luckiest cat in St. Louis.
Just imagine Annie not being adopted by Daddy Warbucks. How would that story
exactly.
have ended, Feral Cat Association of St. Louis? How would that story have ended if Annie couldn't have gone to Daddy Warbucks because
exactly.
she belonged in the orphanage? That's where she lived.
That's right.
I wonder whatever happened to the rally cat.
I don't know. Good question.
Whatever happened to the St. Louis Cardinal rally cat?
Exactly.
I mean, really?
I don't know.
Probably in some ridiculous house where there's not provided with moist cat food three times a day like the Cardinals would have provided. Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to get that going here this morning. Tanya Jay is going to join us coming up here in a few moments from New York, get the perspective nationally, locally again. You can't pick and choose. You never could. You never could. I mean, you can go bet on single stocks. You can go bet on red on the roulette. You can go play blackjack. You can do a lot of things with your money. You can go buy Bitcoin. That's only gone down 10,000 points.
I typed in whatever happened to the rally, yeah, everything you need to know about the Cardinals rally cat custody battle, the scandal that has shaken St. Louis to the core. This was out August 25th, 2017. So it all started August 9th when the Cardinals were down 5-4 in the sixth inning. And suddenly a kitten appeared on the field.
A feral cat, which is a wild cat.
Exactly.
No idea how the cat got in, bit the kid's
hand. The very next play, the Cardinals hit the grand slam to eventually win the game.
Yeah, see, had they been able to adopt the cat, they wouldn't have won the World Series. So
Thursday the 10th, the initial report stated the Cardinals had been taken the kitty home, but the Humane Society, however, had intercepted. And then
they had to guard that poor cat from the billion-dollar owner, Bill DeWitt, because... What would he have done except probably get it all bling and all that? That cat would have still been in that doggone clubhouse. Meow. Just loving life. Okay, here we go. 8:15 in New York, 7:15 in Champaign-Urbana, ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines.
Last night in Big Ten ball, we had Indiana over Rutgers, 65-43. We've got Wisconsin on Thursday. Game time at 8 o'clock. Tickets handed out today, Stevie J.
Yeah, we got a pair for the Thursday and a pair for the Sunday. So it's Wisconsin on Thursday night, Penn State on Sunday. Is that right? 9, 10, 11. Yeah, 8 and 11. Those are the two back-to-back homestand games here.
Sounds good.
This week.
Get ready to call or text 359-2255 here at ESPN 93.5. Number 19, West Virginia beat number 17, Oklahoma, 75-73. Tonight we have number 4, Michigan State at Iowa. Nebraska is at Minnesota, and Northwestern will host number 20, Michigan. Yeah, we have those college basketball numbers out. Villanova on top again, then Virginia again, Purdue at number 3 again. But up one is Michigan State. They're number 4 now, then Xavier to round out the top 5. Other Big Ten ball teams represented in the top 25, number 14 for Ohio State. They're up a couple of notches, and Michigan is up 4 to number 20.
You know, and I don't know if I'm unique in this, and it's a perfectly good sports story. Does anybody care?
Well, for me, it's kind of like February fever. We're building up to March Madness.
Who's got that?
Okay.
We'll
take the fun out of it then.
No.
I feel like people are somewhat paying attention so they know what to pick early March.
But for me, and that's why you can text in, am I unique? I don't care.
Okay, I can skip all that. We'll just have 30 seconds of sports.
I'm just suggesting that maybe it's... Maybe it's my immaturity.
With us not being in it.
No, because we're not in the picture.
Right.
The Big Ten has 4 teams right now that are even make the tournament, and I don't care about them. I think it's my immaturity because it's a real deal. I mean, I don't care because I'm not involved.
Okay.
I'm just, it's my immaturity.
Well, since we're on immaturity, let's talk about Chicago center Robin Lopez ejected after being called for his second technical foul. I just watched a whole bunch of this, and it's pretty entertaining, actually. And it looks like the crowd got into his displeasure as he threw the chair, the old Bobby Knight.
Robin Lopez of the Bulls threw a chair?
Yeah. The Bulls were up by 21 at the beginning of the game, and then they ended up losing to Sacramento 104-98. So it got a little contentious.
And was this in Chicago or Sacramento?
Sacramento.
Okay.
Right. Washington over the Pacers 111-101. We've got Matt Patricia coaching the Detroit Lions.
He's the Patriot coach of the
defensive
beard.
Defensive coordinator
the big beard.
With Bill Belichick, right. 14 seasons.
Wow.
Blues in Minnesota tonight, Blackhawks in Calgary. Numbers are in. It looks like they're biggest since 2009, 104 million people on Super Bowl viewing. They're thinking it could be 106 million when they factor in the streaming and the other video sources.
The overnight said it was down 8%.
Oh.
So I don't get that story.
Okay, maybe it's down since 2009. I'll have to look at it.
It said down 8% from year ago.
Okay, gotcha.
So whatever story you got is new to me. Maybe.
It's something about 2009.
Okay.
I'll look into it.
Because this is a big, the take the knee, it lost a lot of audience this year.
Okay.
So they were really gauging whether it hurt them. And according to the stories I read yesterday, the Super Bowl ratings were down 8%. Let's check your weather, ESPN 93.5.
Okay, let's see. We've got a high of 22 down to 16 with cloudy conditions, and later on we'll get some more snow. That comes into Wednesday morning. High 22, low 10 expected tomorrow. More clouds on Thursday with a high 33. We're up to 36 by Saturday with rain and snow in the forecast late in the day again. We're currently at 5, ESPN 93.5.
Check Fox Business Minute, kind of get a peek of what's going to happen in an hour and 10 minutes when the market's open. It's brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla and Eric Bolin and Rob Meyer over at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships, again, are built on trust. Okay, we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of Illinois basketball tickets for the Thursday and Sunday games. That will be coming up. Text in if you'd like, 359-2255. Do you care about the March Madness stuff coming up?
Right.
720.
From the Fox Business Network, stock futures have turned lower, indicating there could be more selling on Wall Street today. The Dow closed down more than 4%, 1,175 points. Market watchers believe the sell-off was sparked by the concern that interest rates will be going higher. Scott Shelley of TGM Europe says the markets have been reacting to the improving economy and rising quickly.
Let me put it in perspective, not for a good reason or a bad reason, but just to give everybody pause for thought here. You know, we were up 6% at the end of end of January. So we've given back January plus another percent. That puts us back around the end of November, beginning of December last year.
Dunkin' Brands, parent company of Dunkin' Donuts, just reported a better than expected quarter. Sales were higher at Dunkin' Donuts locations. The Dow dropped 1,175 yesterday. NASDAQ down 273. S&P dropped 113. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-866-979-9147 or go to bestwaternow.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-866-979-9147, 1-866-979-9147, or go to bestwaternow.com. That's bestwaternow.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
722, live from New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News reporter, covering a couple of stories this morning. Stock market crash yesterday, not really a crash, it was kind of a correction. I just talked to our friend Starla Card, Provident Financial Group in Champaign. I think we kind of need a little air out of the thing. What are you hearing, Tanya?
Well, I'm hearing, you know, everybody needs to stay calm.
That's kind of
what they always say. And the word correction gets thrown out quite a bit whenever we see stuff like this, especially a sell-off. You know, I mean, there's, according to the analysts and the experts, there's not a, like, one thing that necessarily triggered this. We've, you know, seen the market take a downward turn as of last Friday. The monthly jobs report actually showed that wages had gone up in January, which, you know, sounds like, hey, this would be great.
Yeah.
And it is great for people, you know, who would like to have more money in their paycheck, which is pretty much everybody. The thing is, though, there was a concern about apparently higher inflation
companies raise pay, they often raise prices. That can speed along inflation. So that's one of the things that you're looking at. Also, the Fed Reserve is expected to raise short-term interest rates this year since the economy is growing. Inflation concerns are, you know, make people kind of worried that the Fed will increase rates at a quicker pace. So, you know, there's that. As far as, you know, what people are, you know, advised to do at this point, stay calm. You know, take a kind of a, I guess, wait and see approach. A lot of people, you know, will do that. You know, it'll be interesting to see what happens when the market opens, you know, in about an hour, and we get that opening bell.
Well, a lot of hyperventilating yesterday. I think, again, this just can't go straight up. It just got to come back a little bit.
It looked
a little wiggly line over the course of history. It just kind of wiggles up and down. This is just wiggled up. So it's due. It's I get a kick out of the constant.
Right.
I said on Twitter, wake me up when you go 20%+ and I'll take a peek. Okay, Tanya J. Power is also touching on the Super Bowl. Did you watch?
Oh, I did, yes.
Yeah.
We're seeing lowest Super Bowl viewership since February 2009.
So that's the lowest. So a little hit on the ratings is what we think, 8% or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was a great game. And what do you think of Justin Timberlake?
I thought whoever was running his audio should probably not be.
I couldn't really hear him. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, that's what the problem was. His vocals were kind of buried. And if you're you know, I'm an audio geek anyway because I'm in radio. Bad levels drive me crazy. I thought the show was really, you know, really well done. I thought it was kind of busy.
I love
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, it was busy.
That's
but
right.
I didn't take offense to the Prince tribute. Some people thought it was rude, and he owes him an apology. I didn't understand all that.
I understand why they wanted to pay tribute to Prince. Obviously, there.
Sure.
You know.
But was it bad?
I would like to have seen it done a little bit differently.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right.
But you know, I don't know. There are a lot of people who do not like the fact that it was handled that way.
Okay.
And a lot of people also were kind of, you know, wondering why there was not a special guest, like a, you know, another, because we see that a lot, you know. You got special guests that make a surprise appearance, and you know, it's kind of a big thing. It's gotten to be where it is just, you know, it's a lot to get in what, 12 minutes?
Yeah.
No,
it is amazing production for that time. But overall, I enjoyed it. I thought the kid's selfie thing kind of stole the show at the end. It was kind of funny. But So the Eagles have a big party on Thursday. Didn't they grease the lamp poles? They'd try all kinds of stuff. I heard motor oil or something is what they tried to grease the poles in Philadelphia for the big celebrations. There were a lot of drunk people, which is fairly typical, but I think they're having a big parade Thursday.
Mm-hmm. The Super Bowl parade, the celebration, is at 11 o'clock Thursday. It's going to start in South Philly and head north to the Art Museum. And they will give more announcement. They'll make an announcement today in about half an hour with more details.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that is when the parade is set.
And there are $5 million for the Cubs. I wonder how many for Philadelphia.
Right.
He's never won a Super Bowl.
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
That's right.
And, boy, well, I'm so excited not to be near there. Woo!
Exactly.
What if they said, Tanya, get on a train, go on and cover that, would you?
I would in a heartbeat. Man, that would be so much fun to cover.
Okay, then.
Just age. That's what it is. I'm looking at. Yeah, turn that down. Come on, you're rowdy
get
kids.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah, get off my lawn.
I can't find parking anywhere.
I love my dark socks and my shorts.
Shut up.
Listen. Okay, we'll continue to track all of this stuff. You'll have a busy day, I'm sure, Tanya J. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Anytime. Thank you.
Tanya J. Powers, reporter in New York City this morning. Eagles will have their big celebration on Thursday. I had a lot of people at the airport in Philadelphia when the team arrived. First Super Bowl. They won a championship in the NFL in 1960, but never a Super Bowl.
Three texts coming in saying, basketball tickets, please.
Oh, so there is interest. All three said
they're
please.
They're waiting.
Did they say please?
Let's see.
Did they say pretty please? Anybody?
One says Illini tickets. One says pick me.
Well, wait a minute. What about the issue of I'm not really interested in the March Madness stuff? Is that Grinch? Is that?
Oh, that's right.
Anybody feel like I feel like I'm more excited about pitchers and catchers reporting a week from today than about basketball? And every year, you know, it's, oh, cool, it's March Madness, kind of fun. I don't care. And I think it's because I'm immature and I'm a baby because my team's not going to be in it. That has to be what it is.
Right.
Because I normally, woohoo! And now it's like, when are the pitchers and catchers again? Oh, Jupiter and 13th. Okay, that's in a week from today. Oh, boy, I wonder if the Cardinals are doing it. It's just that when your team isn't in, it isn't as fun. I watched Alabama and Clemson, was it again, the national championship? I watched it because it was an event.
Right.
But I really care how good they are? No, because I'm, again, fairly immature on these issues. When my team isn't that good, I don't care about your stupid game.
359-2255.
You go ahead and text in, too, on that. And then right after the news, we'll give you a chance to text in for the tickets.
Right. I just got another super-duper pretty, please.
Okay. That's good. That's good. We don't want you to beg, though. But I mean, maybe I'm the only one that just is so disinterested. Because, again, it's like take my ball and bat and go home, which is not the right thing to do. I should be better than that. I should be more mature at this point in my life to say, oh, that'll be so fun for these other schools. No, I don't care about your game anymore.
Alabama versus Georgia? Come on, man.
See, that's how much I cared. I don't really care because I don't care who played because I wasn't in it. Now, give me a question about Alabama and Illinois and that Liberty Bowl with the last Bear Bryant game that Illinois was in. Give me some stats. But when your team's not in, it just isn't as interesting, man. I might be very unique on that. Okay, we'll be right back. The chance to win these tickets coming up, 7:30.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Dow futures are down again, 335 points ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. The Dow fell 1,175 points yesterday. Fox Business Network's Blake Berman has part of a statement here from White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
The president's focus is on our long-term economic fundamentals, which remain exceptionally strong with strengthening U.S. economic growth, historically low unemployment, and increasing wages for American workers.
Stock markets overseas are down as well today. A Powerball lottery winner is asking a court to let her stay anonymous in New Hampshire.
It's one of a handful of states that permits lottery winners to form anonymous trusts to shield their identities. The problem is, the winner already signed her name to the $560 million winning ticket, and if she alters it to hide her identity, that will void the ticket.
Fox's Carmen Roberts, Fox News. We report, you decide.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Well, CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, online CMIClean.com. You can call them, 359-6262. CMI, female-owned and operated services. They service all of Central Illinois, and they make it easier for you to keep your place of business clean. Check out their large line of cordless and backpack vacuums. They will come demonstrate them for you.
Also, feeling like you called the Ghostbusters or something.
Yeah, I would love a backpack. My house would be great.
Well, on steps and stuff especially.
Yeah. They also have a great line of new green-safe products for your businesses. Laundry, kitchen needs, they've got that ice melt, too. Be good timing to have that delivered.
And I'm still here in sickness through another month, into March.
They got the cordless e-sprayer as well to kill all that stuff.
Do the sanitizing.
Shop local, CMI, CMIClean.com, 359-6262. If you would like to win Illinois basketball tickets, now is your time. You just type in Illini and text it in, the 359-2255. Let's go to text number 30. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Text number 30, 359-2255, and you'll win a pair of basketball tickets. Illinois, Wisconsin, 8 o'clock on Thursday night. And then Sunday we play, and you win tickets for the Penn State game. I'm not sure the game time Sunday, but I've got a pair of tickets for each game. So 359-2255, the 30th text in. Text in Illini. You win two pairs of tickets. Thursday, Sunday, the daily double for you, my Illini friend. 30th text right now, 359-2255, plenty?
Yes.
Okay.
6 o'clock Sunday.
6 o'clock Sunday. So 8 o'clock Thursday, 6 o'clock Sunday, we got your back. Both games, 7:34. Good luck.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Dan Le Batard and Stu Gatz.
The Philadelphia Eagles are so overwhelming, and yet they didn't merely just win yesterday. They beat the Patriots at the very height of being the Patriots. Tom Brady got the ball late, and they beat him anyway. Tom Brady had the ball late, the field, and he was going to go do what he did against Atlanta.
Yep, you thought because, it was over.
Nope.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, I'm telling you that as surprised as all of you were that Tom Brady fumbled in the middle of that pile, he was more surprised than even you. Tom Brady was the most surprised person in the universe that pass rusher got to him and knocked the ball out because he was so comfortable back
Slightly off the edge, though, Brandon Graham. It's not Fletcher Cox coming up the middle. It's Brandon Graham.
No, but it was up the middle. It was up the middle on a guard. Tom Brady was surprised by it.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
The way she's always singing, her silly laugh, the way she kisses me hello. This Valentine's Day, I want to turn everything I love about her into the one thing she'll love forever, an engagement ring.
It's the Jared Valentine's Day Diamond Event, February 1st through the 14th. Save up to $1,000 off any diamond when you buy her setting at Jared. And let our expert jewelers help you find or create the one ring that could only be for her. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
You already love how convenient your debit card is. How much more would you love yours if it was rewarding too? Hi, this is Atta Durakan from First Federal Savings Bank, introducing You Choose Rewards. Every time you use your First Federal debit card, you earn points that reward you with exactly what you want. Just enroll and make the same purchases you normally do. Gas, groceries, or pay bills. Our easy-to-use rewards website helps you track points and shows you how to redeem them for fabulous rewards. Whatever you choose, visit 356bank.com. First Federal Savings Bank. Get what you want out of life. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's Dare to Dream, Dream to Build. Friday, March 2nd at the Refinery in Champaign. Presented by Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County and the Home Builders Association of East Central Illinois. For tickets and information, go to daretodream2018.com.
All right.
It's daretodream2018.com.
Live from the Habib. That's the wrong one. Here we go. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, Stevie, we're expecting more snow later in the day today and into tomorrow's forecast. Today's high 22, down to 16. Up to 23 tomorrow, down to 10. 33 the high on Thursday with some clouds, down to only 27. And we've got some clouds as we wrap up the week Friday. Maybe precipitation back in the forecast on Saturday, but the high 37. Right now, the temperature is at 6. ESPN 93.5.
It's Damon. How are you, bud?
Oh, not too bad. How y'all doing?
I'm fine. You win. You got two pairs of tickets to Thursday and Sunday Illinois games. What do you think?
Fantastic.
All right. What's your take on my Fighting Illini? Close, but no cigar and a whole bunch of these, huh?
That pretty much describes it.
Yeah. So, Damon, you're a big basketball fan, are you?
I'm going to be honest. Marginal. More like you with the baseball.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, what do you think of my position? Is I really don't care about their stupid tournament in March because I'm not involved. Is that being rather immature?
Yeah. No, I'm okay.
He came around. He's Stevie J.
No, it's like, okay, fill out your bracket. So why?
And that's the only reason we care.
Exactly. If your team's in it, then everybody, you know, overestimates if Illinois win at all and all that stuff. I mean, that happens every year. But when you're not even in the doggone thing, it's just I find it zero interesting. So are you a Cub or Cardinal fan?
Houston Astro.
I see.
Are we a Houston? Damon, are we a Houston Astro fan because they won it all?
Negative, Ghost Rider. I've been an Astro fan since the early 80s.
Come on, man. Mike
no
Scott
kidding.
And Craig Biggio.
Mike Scott, Nolan Ryan. Oh, yeah.
J.R. Richard. Go back to
mm-hmm.
the... Wow, good for you, dude.
Oh, big time.
You're not a bandwagon boy. So when you saw the cover of Sports Illustrated predicting World Series championship, that was an amazing thing.
I knew it was jinxing us. There was no way we were going to win it.
Unbelievable. And the win in Los Angeles against the Dodgers, that was quite impressive, I must say. And they're going to be good again, right?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, definitely going to be good. I'm just worried about this World Series hangover.
Well, you've got that. And then, of course, the Yankees got a big pocketbook now, don't they? Come on.
Oh, the evil empire. Stop.
Yeah. But you know what? Can you say swing and a miss? They're going to strike out 9,000 times, but they're going to hit 18,000 home runs. So
that's true.
Okay, Damon, enjoy your basketball. Thank you for listening.
Thanks much. Bye-bye.
Okay. Was he from Champaign?
Urbana.
Okay. All right, so
he's
I've got...
He's an Astros. You just don't hear that very often.
What do you call me, Ghost Rider?
Yeah.
Negative Ghost Rider.
Right. I like it. Maybe he is a Texan kind of guy.
That's all right. No, listen, that's your team just won it all. How's Austin Berkland and Harry Blackfield?
Yeah, yesterday Austin was yawning at the middle of the afternoon. He was getting a little tired after that Super Bowl.
You have your baseball team that are the Cubs, which, won it a year ago. And then you got an Eagles, and they win a Super Bowl.
Right.
That's amazing. All right, we've got the Ask the Vet coming up. It's Tuesday, so we call Dr. Todd Likens about your dogs, cats.
True.
If you would like to get your pet groomed, he really has a deal over there on that. It's like $20.
Mm-hmm.
Got both doggies are going in. Charlie Bell are due.
It just feels like they feel better and they're just happier.
They don't quite shed as much for... a number of weeks.
So you feel better.
Oh, yeah. No, that's why I need that backpack vacuum. I need to strap that puppy on my back and walk around my house.
And since you switched from the carpet to the hardwood.
Yeah, a lot more hardwood.
Thanks to flooring surfaces.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Easier cleanup on that.
Well, it's Honda. They are the President's Award winner for 2017. Honda's President Award winner locally here for Ben Quattrone and the Honda BMW dealership. They win. That means they're top 10 of all Honda dealerships in the United States of America. And there are a lot of Honda dealerships, and there are 90% aren't in the top 10. I'm pretty good at math, pretty much. So go and see this Honda dealership here in Savoy off of Neal Street at Burwash, drivechampagne.com. And why are they top 10? Why don't you go in and find out? You're going to find the sales folks very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
The service very, very good. Every time I drive in, man, they're ready with the keys. They got it going on.
Yeah.
Coffee while you wait.
So knowledgeable about every vehicle. I don't know how they do that. They must sit there and study.
Yeah, I think the Civic is as good a value as you'll find. It is an amazing vehicle for whatever they start at 19.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, really good. CRV, all-wheel drive, got the Odysseys. Got a lot of different choices. Why don't you check them out? Honda BMW Champaign, congratulations again for the Honda President's Award for 2017 to our dealership in this town. That's
nice.
Quite newsworthy. It really is. It's an amazing thing. Honda BMW Champaign, drivechampagne.com, drivechampagne.com, right off of Neil at Burwash in Savoy. All right, again, I'm serious. A week from today, pitchers and catchers do report.
Yes.
23 days till March, 33 days till we spring ahead on the clocks. 33 days.
It's
and we're rolling up.
That's right.
We're going to get more daylight and, all of this. So, again, a little snow. What do you say, 1 to 3? Is that
Yeah.
That's tonight. We had
some freezing fog issues this morning, some people are saying.
Yeah, well, it's a little slippery out there. You got to watch the snowpack stuff. I think we had a couple of inches.
Yeah. It
was all said and done, as predicted. But the wind's been nice. Check your sports coming up, 7:43. This will be cold.
What will you plunge for this winter? Maybe you'll plunge for a family member, a coworker, a friend, or maybe you'll just plunge for fun. On Saturday, February 24th, join hundreds of brave participants as they take the plunge into the icy waters of the Lake of the Woods in Mahomet for the athletes of Special Olympics Illinois. Sign up for the annual Law Enforcement Torch Run Polar Plunge presented by Geico, and you'll be freezing for a reason. Register or support a plunger at plungeillinois.com or call 345-2424. That's plungeillinois.com or 345-2424.
Kick off the new year with a visit to Scotty's Brewhouse, located at 2001 South Neal Street. Watch your favorite teams compete on more than 40 TVs. Enjoy delicious burgers, award-winning wings, local craft beers on draft, or try some of their new menu items. Start with beer-battered onion rings or white cheddar cheese bites. Then enjoy new mouth-watering bourbon-glazed baby back ribs, or spice it up with fajita steak melt or Bayou blackened chicken sandwich. For lunch, dinner, appetizers, or late night, Scotty's Brewhouse is your craft beer sports bar.
We have a little basketball on the radio tonight.
Yeah, we do. The J.T. Walker's High School Sports Showcase has Muhammad Seymour and Urbana right here on ESPN 93.5. It's brought to you by Carl Sports Medicine. Be ready when the whistle blows. They've got that new location at the corner of 1st and Windsor in Champaign. It's awesome. i3 Broadband, another option for your internet, TV, and voice without the contracts. Check out their fiber network today online at i3broadband.com. Roof Doctors have the roof your home deserves. RoofDoctorsCo.com. Long's Garage with their ASE certified technicians, 503 East Main in Urbana. And family owned and operated online at IlliniMattress.com. Get a comfortable night's sleep with Illini Mattress. Muhammad Seymour in Urbana at 7:30 tonight. Here on ESPN 93.5.
Okay, and don't forget Cubs Cardinal bus trip. It is May 5. That's nice to think about. Be nice and warm.
Yeah.
We'll leave at 8:30 in the morning. It's a 1:15 first pitch. Somebody on our bus, one of the three we'll be caravanning down with, so somebody on the bus will get out, throw out the first pitch.
Uh-huh.
So we'll let you know. Anyway, if you want to join us, somebody called yesterday and said, okay, what's the deal again? I said, okay, it's $130 per person. Leave at 8:30, back by what, 7?
Yeah.
Depends on, you know, who knows what.
That's right.
But typically a 1:15 game, and baseball is very adamant about making that a 2-hour and 55-minute experience.
It's true.
2:15, 3:15, 4:15.
Otherwise, there could be that pending pitch clock added to the formula inside the next few years. So they're really watching that average length of the game.
So really what I'm telling you is that if Major League Baseball is successful on May the 5th on a Saturday, we'll be leaving half hour after, which would be about 4:40, 5:40, 6:40. We'll have you back by 7:30.
Nice.
So it's ESPNCU.com if you want more details on the Cub Cardinal bus trip to St. Louis, May the 5th. Sports headlines.
Yeah, you can stream us at ESPNCU.com. Also on your phone, just type in WGKSJK. What station am I on?
SJK.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I had to look too.
And exactly. And we're on Twitter. I'm Diane _ Ducey. Stevie JAYFM. If you want to reach out to him, follow our comments. Stevie had some comments about, was it the
stock market? Also the pitchers and catchers reporting. I put that out there this morning too.
Because that is important on February 13th next week.
That's a week from today. Everybody's kind of checking in.
Still not getting much action on where is Jake going.
Listen, Jake Arrieta is unsigned. Yu Darvish is unsigned. Right. J.D. Pardita is at 45 home runs. J.D. Martinez. They all have these standing offers. I think Martinez is offered by Boston, $125 million or something. They've got this super agent, Scott Boros, who's kind of has a whole bunch of these players. And it's just a kind of a stare-off. And
holding
I think
out for the money.
I think at some point the players are going to go, dude, I want to work.
Yeah.
So they're going to play baseball. I just don't know where.
Okay.
Hopefully the Cardinals will pick up somebody because I think they're lacking. And I think the Cubbies are still in on the Yu Darvish sweepstakes. So
the upset in the top 25 college basketball poll had number 19 West Virginia over number 17 Oklahoma 75-73 yesterday. Today we have number 4 Michigan State at Iowa, Nebraska at Minnesota, and Northwestern will host number 20 Michigan. Those are upgraded numbers. The new numbers came out. Ohio State bumped up to number 14 and Michigan State now at number 4. Indiana beat Rutgers yesterday. That final 65-43. The Illini play at 6 on Thursday against Wisconsin, and then again on Sunday against Penn State at 6. Damon Brodgan of Urbana, our latest winner here on ESPN 93.5. Sacramento over the Bulls 104-98. Washington over the Pacers 111-102. Tonight we'll have the Blackhawks in Minnesota in Calgary, Blues and Minnesota going at it on ice. Matt Patricia, the New England defensive coordinator with Bill Belichick 14 seasons, has now joined as the head coach for the Detroit Lions. Good luck with that. We also had 103.4 million people. Maybe the streaming added in at 106, lowest since 2009. Sorry, I misinterpreted. They were talking about the biggest number of points and all this other kind of stuff. So
well, it's still a lot
kind of surprise.
A lot of people. A lot
it
of,
is.
105, 110. It's
and I believe this is in the top 10.
Yeah.
They did bring up MASH from the early 80s. It's
yeah.
been 106 million.
I don't know.
So that's one of the top viewed in the back of the days when we just had a few networks.
I watched the final of MASH.
Me too.
100 plus million.
Yeah.
That was unusual.
Yeah.
But it was Hawkeye and all those guys saying goodbye.
1983.
Was that when it was?
106
yeah.
million viewers topped that Sunday night average.
Wow. Man. All right. Ask the Vet coming up. You have a vet pet question, 359-2255. You have anything of a concern? Dr. Todd Likens will join us here momentarily. And you can get a question in if you'd like.
359-2255.
Busey's social media followers can enter to win a familiar favorite in a new giveaway in 2018. Connect with At Busey on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Participate in Fulfilling Dreams and Friday Freebie. Two exciting social giveaways. Whether your dream is a college degree, a vacation getaway, or a home remodel, Busey wants to help fulfill your dreams in 2018. Here's how dreamers can enter to win a $1,500 Busey MasterCard gift card. Connect with Busey on Facebook. Share your dream through a photo and story. The dream with the most likes in their Facebook photo album wins $1,500 Busey MasterCard gift card. Wow. Friday Freebie returns in March. Guess the amount of cash and coin pictured on Facebook to enter to win a $100 digital gift card. Just connect with Busey on Facebook. Look for the Friday Freebie video or photo. Post your guess. First person to guess correctly or the closest guess that doesn't go over wins a $100 digital gift card. Look for Friday Freebie, March 23 through June 22. That's coming up. Also August 3rd to October 9. Just go to Busey.com/150. There's a lot of things celebrating 150 years of Busey. Busey excited to kick off Fulfilling Dreams and for the anticipated return of Friday Freebie in 2018. Don't miss your chance to win big. Connect with Busey on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram today. ESPN 93.5.
I might be waggy, but I want to play. I'm your best friend. You can get away.
It's Dr. Todd Likens, pet pro, Madison Kirby. Also by the police station in Mahomet, where it is also kind of clean your teeth month, isn't it? Isn't this dental month or something, Todd?
Absolutely. It's dental month, and we're in month two of our special. We have so many doggies we clean teeth on during this month that we have to do it for 2 months.
Wow.
So, great deal.
Okay.
And lots of action. I think I did 4 dentals alone yesterday.
And what does that entail? I drop my doggie off for the day? Is that...
Yeah, I like to say in by 9, home by 4
thing.
Right. And we, you know, a successful dental to me means we don't pull any teeth. And if we pull teeth, you waited too long. I mean, so we want to stay ahead of the game here.
So if I got my little reminder card that we need to get our little puppies in. So Charlie Bella would come in. We'd like what's Dairy Queen call it? Full meal deal. So I can get the grooming. I can get my shots. Would I do the teeth in the same day? Would that be the...
We actually do. We can do that on a limited basis because we have to allow enough time to do the dental and get them fully awake before the bath. But yeah, that's kind of a spa day, we like to call it.
Okay, this is for Dr. Todd. Ryan, go ahead. What do you got for Dr. Todd?
I have a Anatolian Shepherd. He's 5 years old, about 130 plus pounds. My question is, I am an avid outdoorsman. Just yesterday, I was hiking for a couple of hours. He loves the cold water. But if it's not iced over, I'm constantly trying to get him out of it. Is that something that they kind of know their own body? He knows to stay out of the stream, or when it's getting too cold, he'll swim in the streams. Like today, if we go out hiking, he'll want to be in the water.
Well, dogs acclimate to cold weather just like people, so the more he's exposed to it, the better he'll be able to handle it. I still say you have to be the adult and recognize
that enough's enough, you know, if it's too cold or if he's been there too long, things like that. Because, I mean, some dogs, I think, will chase a ball until they drop dead.
Wow.
So
just kind of
moderate it, what you want to do.
He would run and dive straight in and just fully submerge and swim if I would let him. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
you know, it's freezing. Well, then now I know just to keep him out of there.
Todd's told me that before. Be the adult in the room. But I mean, you might want to enter the polar plunge for crying out loud. Your dog's a star,
man. I'm telling you, the breed of dog that he will go and lay in the snow and almost literally have to drag him back in the house.
Wow. That's amazing. Hey, Ryan, I'm glad you called, my friend. Thanks so much. Wow. So this is, what kind of shepherd? It was a something 130 pounds.
Yeah, that's not real common breed around here. Matter of fact, I don't even know if I've got any in the practice. He's got something special there. We should ask him where he got it from.
Two in the morning, Charlie will go out, and it's like, ew, my nails are getting frosty. Ew.
Yeah. I love dogs that go outside and step in the snow, and they raise their foot and look at it like, what is this, you know?
Well, little Lovey, who's all of 8 pounds, looks like a pointer pointing to a bird because her little foot got wet.
Right.
It's the funniest thing. I don't know, man. These dogs, there's something else. That dog that wants to get in the water, I just wouldn't let our doggies do that right now. It's just our dogs aren't. Well, they're not outdoor dogs.
So right.
They're decidedly indoor dogs. And your dogs, your herd is inside, right?
Absolutely. They're here kind of napping this morning. I'm still at the house, so I'm enjoying napping. The dog's napping. I got one on my lap right now.
Unbelievable.
They're good kids.
Hey, so when it's work time, you have a crew that knows that they're working today, but how do they know that?
They watch me. They know which door we go out. And they watch for me picking up keys and things like that. All those little subtle cues.
Man.
There's a lot of eyes that are on me as we speak, just watching for any sort of motion that tells them it's time.
What would happen if you left Bruce at home?
Oh, my God. I think Gina would divorce me.
Bruce is, if you remember the Flintstones, Bruce is Dino.
Uh-huh.
That's Bruce.
The alpha dog.
Yeah, Bruce has been, he's been outside playing in the snow this morning. He's another one. He jumps up like a puppy, you know, and comes down in the snow like he's got it.
I'm telling you what, your dogs are the most eye contact, perceptive, smart. I mean, it's amazing. It's kind of scary. How do people find you, Dr. Todd?
Hey, call us at 355-PETS or 586-PETS.
Okay, my friend. See you soon, because I do have to get both in, so they'll be in for the spa day soon.
Sounds good, and I'll tell you about some of the exciting changes that are coming.
Oh, so. Can't wait to hear that. All right,
announcements in the future.
We'll have to wait on that, my friend. All right, we'll talk. Thanks.
All right, see you guys.
Dr. Todd Likens, a pet pro.
Tuesdays around 7:50 here on ESPN 93.5, 355-5051 for the pet pro.
I wonder if he's going to announce that pot roast for all when we go in.
I'm sure.
Because I have a crock pot going on, and Charlie waits all day for that.
Yeah, just sits there on the edge of the kitchen.
Yeah, and then he'll Zamboni snurf up the other dog's food. That's just got to wrestle him.
Yeah.
And he's keen on everything. I mean, he knows everybody. He can, he goes deaf when he starts eating the other dog. So, hey, nothing. It's like, text me because I can't hear you.
I'm busy right now.
I'm busy eating everybody's food.
Exactly.
We will break for the Fox News. Be right back with a whole bunch more on our 8 o'clock hour, ESPN 93.5.
359-2255 if you ever have any input.
You can chime in anytime you want. Glass shattering. Women CEOs. How many do we have? Very many women CEOs out there? We touch on glass shattering. Also, what happened to that train switch in South Carolina?
Oh, shoot.
It didn't switch the tracks. It ran into a sitting freight train. It's Amtrak. Two dead. How many hurt? How does that happen? We'll track down. Evan Brown is on the story this morning as well. ESPN 93.5, 7:58. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. It's Tuesday.
People make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter.
One click posts your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/build. That's ZipRecruiter.com/build.
Your company is seeking a new location. Rand Tool should be your first choice. Howdy, I'm Rick Snyder, Village Administrator. Rand Tool provides a competitive advantage for several industry-leading companies such as Vista Outdoor, Conair, and Geldwin Windows and Doors, as well as many unique family-owned businesses. Our workforce, utility capacity, and access to two interstate highways, rail, and air access are unmatched in Central Illinois. Come live, build your business, and shop at Rand Tool.
Hi, I'm Belinda Allen, Director of the Rand Tool Area Chamber of Commerce. Along with the Village of Rand Tool, I invite you to build your business in Rand Tool and shop Rand Tool first. I also invite you February 8th for our first business workshop, Digital Marketing Essentials, sponsored by the Village of Rand Tool. Attendance is free for Rand Tool Chamber members and $10 for non-members. Register by calling 893-3323. Go to RandToolChamber.com or check out our event on the Rand Tool Chamber Facebook page.
Check out the new BMW.